Thanks so much for coming by. I don't know how much Janie has told you about the project we've been working on. Oh, that's what I thought. She filled you in on a couple of the details. Yeah. Oh no, she's not in trouble. Of course, yes, of course there's a non-disclosure clause in her contract, but you know, I understand. I mean, you guys are practically engaged, right? I mean, it makes perfect sense that she would come home at night and tell you all about, well, our progress. And that's actually why I brought you here, is because Janie's done such a great job. I mean, she's been such a help, and you know, she's even been there for some of the more exciting adventures that we've had with this new technology, and I just wanted to find a way to thank her. And what I was thinking is that you are the best way to do that. Now, I know you know how the technology works, that we're able to travel back in time, and well, Janie was just telling me about how when she was young, she would have loved to have met you, and that she would have loved to have experienced some of the things that she only got to experience as an adult with you. I mean, I know it sounds kind of weird, right? Going back to see your teenage girlfriend well before she was your girlfriend. Yeah. Especially since the two of you are the same age, and of course, this would be, well, traveling back to a much, much younger version of herself before she knew anything about boys. Certainly nothing about men. Well, she told me that she thinks that it would have been very exciting and one of those memories that, well, really would have shaped her as an adult. She said that she could think of no one that she would rather have had her first time with. I know. It wasn't until much later, but her first time wasn't with you, was it? Now that you're going to be marrying her, don't you think that you can give her this? All you have to do is to travel back with me and then follow my directions. It's not really going to be that complicated. I mean, oh, I didn't think you'd agree so quickly. Well, some people get very nervous about the thought of traveling in time, but I see you're already kind of excited about meeting your fiancé's much younger self. I should not be surprised. Right, so let's go ahead and do this and just go ahead and settle in there and okay, and all right, and then there we go. And take a deep breath. And here we are. Have you been in this house before? The house that she grew up in? No? Oh, her parents don't live there anymore, huh? Well, this is her childhood bedroom. I know. Really liked unicorns, didn't she? Oh, she still does. Of course. And there she is, lying on the bed, asleep. Oh, she does look young, doesn't she? Now, listen to me. She's gonna be a little frightened when you wake her up, and she might yell or scream, and so we need to make sure she stays quiet. She's gonna love every second of this, but first, we might need to, well, tape up her mouth a little, just so that she doesn't scream and get, you know. Her dad was kind of a big burly guy, right? So we don't want him to get in here. So here you go. Here's a gag for her and a piece of tape to go over that gag. You want me to do it? Fine. Janie. Mm-mm. Keep quiet. Keep quiet, or this is going to be awful. Oh, but darling. Oh, we know who you are. No. I know you don't know who we are, but we're friends. Trust me. We are friends. And we're here to give you the most amazing night of your life. Oh, look at how big and beautiful and scared her eyes are. That's it. Go ahead. Pull that blanket off. Look at her in that skimpy little pair of shorts and tank top. Can see those little breasts budding underneath there. Go ahead. Pull down that tank top. Take a look. There you go. Don't worry, darling. Your breasts get much bigger when you get older. Oh, you look so confused. Well, you also look so fresh and pure and look at that skin. I guess I don't need to tell you twice to go ahead and touch her. You can't seem to keep your hands off of her. I thought maybe you'd be weirded out by how young she is, but you seem very excited already. That's right, pull those shorts down. Take a look at her young virgin pussy. That's right. Force her legs apart. I know she's struggling, but she doesn't really mean it. She told me that she always thought it would be amazing to be overpowered like this. Besides, you know how to make her feel good, right? You know just how to touch her. I see. Stroke the inside of her thighs like that. While you're sitting on the bottom part of her legs so she can't move. That's right. Keep stroking higher. I know you want to slip a finger inside that pussy, but just rub the outside gently first. Yes, tease that little pussy of hers. Oh, it's so good, isn't it? Oh, hold down her hands, would you? I don't want you to get too marked up. That's right. It's a good thing you're such a big, strong man. Why don't you unzip your pants? Show her just how big you are. Don't you want to see that big cock of yours pressing against that pale, smooth thigh of hers? It's so small. She's so tiny. Her hips, that little mound of hers. Hardly anything to it. And look how giant and throbbing that cock of yours is. God, you are excited. Janie has told me that you like to play rough sometimes. So show her. Show little girl Janie just how rough you can be. That's right. Twist her nipples like that. Leave bruises on that perfect white skin. Yes, that's it. Force a finger inside her. You feel how tight she is? How tight and wet. Oh, she is excited though, isn't she? Put your other hand around her neck. That's right, let go of her hands. Let her fight you if she wants. She can't do anything to stop you, to stop this. No, and she doesn't really want to. She knows how good it's gonna feel. She'll know so soon what it feels like to have your fingers inside her. Slide a second one in. Oh, you can feel her hymen. Oh, it's okay. You're gonna tear that little thing apart, aren't you? You're gonna make this girl bleed for you. You are gonna take her and own her every last inch. Spread her legs further. Keep holding her neck. I know, she's choking and she seems so distressed, but I can tell you the truth. Janie's always told me that she wants it just like this. That she wants to be choked and forced, and how she wishes she could have her virgin cunt back to give to you. So you should take it. Take this opportunity. That's right. Force her legs apart even further. Press against her. I want you to push that fat cock of yours inside that tiny virgin pussy of hers. Take her. Take her. Yes. Oh, God. Listen to her scream. Oh, no. It's not screams of pain, I'm sure. I'm sure this is so pleasurable for her. I'm sure this is all she's ever wanted. And maybe... and maybe while you're fucking her, you can remind her that she needs to keep her fucking mouth shut about what happens in the goddamn lab. Of course this isn't what she wanted. Oh, but you can't stop now, can you? Not when your balls deep in your future wife. If she'll have you after this. Or do you think that you'll bring back such terrible memories? Oh, you better fuck her now while you can. You'd better fuck her as hard as you can right now. Oh, yes, that's it. Yes, yes. Oh, fuck, you can feel your balls tightening, can't you? God, you never thought it would feel so good to rape your own future fiancé. The little teenage girl that she used to be. Huh? You want to come inside her, don't you? You want to fill her up. I think you should. I think you should fill up this scared little girl. Yes, that's it. Fuck her so she knows to keep her mouth fucking shut. Oh, she'll learn. She'll learn, won't she? Yes. Harder. Fuck her harder. Yeah, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, God, this is good. Oh. No. Just leave your cum there. Let it drip out of her. I'm sure she'll get up at some point tonight and clean it up and figure out some way to explain the marks on her throat. Those poor bruises on her hips. But what are you gonna do when we get back? Do you think she'll remember it was you? I guess it's time for one of those fun little paradoxes. Or maybe... Maybe she'll learn to keep her mouth shut. And then things like this wouldn't have happened.